With the eternal soul of all souls, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. are doing with it as well. There is one small story on tap. That once upon a time, there was a princess. So the father of this princess, the king, he gave her a very beautiful golden necklace with diamonds, so many nice jewels. So one day the princess, she was out horse riding, and she returned to the palace and she realized she'd lost her necklace. The necklace was gone. She was completely distraught because she became so attached to this necklace. So the king, he issued a proclamation. He said, everybody in the kingdom should search for this necklace, and whoever finds it, I'll give them so much wealth. So everybody very enthusiastically began searching for this princess's necklace, because everybody in this world, they want money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. Everybody began searching for the necklace. So one man, he was out hunting, and he noticed in a pond, he noticed the necklace. He could see the necklace in the pond. So he thought, oh, very good. I won the lottery. So immediately he jumped in the pond, and he was swimming and swimming, and he was diving and diving inside the pond, but he couldn't find the necklace. So he looked again, and the necklace again was there, so again he dived in, and he was searching and searching. And the more he did this, the more he realized that some skin disease was coming, some nasty rash was coming on his body. So then more and more people came, and they said, what is he doing? Oh, there's the necklace. So many, many people were diving into the water, trying to find the necklace. And the same result, they were coming out with so many itchy sores and like so much discomfort. So there was a whole commotion going on, people jumping in this pond and in and out and in and out, and so much disease. And then one sadhu, he came by the pond and he said, what are you people doing? They said, oh, we're diving for the necklace which is in the pond. Can you not see? And the sadhu pointed up into the tree. And he said, the necklace is not in the pond, the necklace is in the tree. It's only the reflection of the necklace you're seeing. So in the same way, this material world, this is like the perverted reflection of the eternal spiritual abode. And the souls within this world, they are similarly chewing that which has been already been chewed, enjoying this, trying to enjoy this temporary material nature, but only becoming more and more degraded. So what is the solution? This is the negative aspect. What is the solution? So 5,000 years ago, there was a great assembly, 88,000 rishis, they assembled, and they asked one very great sage, Shivasuti Goswami. They said, now Kali Yuga is coming. So Kali Yuga, everybody's heard of Kali Yuga? Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. It means men have very short lives, they are less intelligent. They are not so attracted to spiritual life. And they're very quarrelsome. So the rishis were very concerned, what will be, and they asked the Sukha Swami, what will be for the greatest benefit of these living entities? What activity should they perform to become happy? So Shri Goswami replied, Savai Pulsam Parvadamo Yadho Bhakti Rabhaksaji Ahituki Abhatinata Yadma Sukhasidati. What is the meaning? This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, by the way. Meaning is, Shri Goswami replied, that highest dharma, that highest occupation for the living entities is that by which they can develop pure loving devotional service or bhakti for the Supreme Lord Adoksaj. So what is this Adoksaj? Adoksaj means that which is beyond the purview of our material senses. Because we can all understand that our senses are limited. Even within this material world, we cannot see infrared light, ultraviolet light, we cannot hear ultrasonic sounds, our senses are limited. But to speak of the spiritual world, we cannot see the form of God, the form of Krishna. So this is Adoksaj. So this devotional service performed to Sri Krishna, which is completely uninterrupted and also unmotivated, this will bring about the Atma Supersimplicity. It means supreme happiness for the Atma, which means the individual soul, and the Paramatma, which means the soul of all souls. So what is this bhakti yoga? Bhakti yoga means to please the senses of Rishikesh Krishna, means the owner of the senses, the master of the senses, Rishikesh, means to please that person who we are borrowing our senses from, actually. So there's another verse just after this one in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ataha bhumi vijishas vanasham vivagasaha samasthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi hani kochi. Means that the highest perfection of following vana and ashram in this world is to please Sri Krishna. Because if Sri Krishna is pleased, automatically we become pleased. Why is that? Because Bhagavan Sri Krishna is described in Vedanta Sutra as Ananda Vaya Vyasa. Means he is the abode of all Anand, Anand meaning happiness. So if we can please Krishna, automatically we become happy. If we try to enjoy for ourselves within this material world, then we will experience unlimited suffering. So there is another story, actually, which last time, which Gurudev asked me to speak, even though apparently we heard last time, but we were speaking again in English tonight, about the Pandavas. The Pandavas were very great devotees of Sri Krishna. And one time you may know the story of the Pandavas who were in exile for 12 years, actually 13 years. And they were living in Kamyavan. Some of us have been, when we go to India, we go on Brajamandal Parikrama. And in that Brajamandal, there is Kamyavan, a very beautiful forest. So the five Pandavas and Draupadi, they were living in Kamyavan. So actually, Draupadi, who was the wife of the five Pandavas, she had a benediction from Suryadev that he gave her one pot, cooking pot. The benediction was, whatever she cooked, until she had a prasadam herself and washed the pot, this pot would produce unlimited prasadam, unlimited food. So one day, Draupadi Devi, she cooked for the Pandavas, everybody ate, then finally Draupadi Devi herself ate. She washed the pot and she turned the pot upside down, and that meant that for that day, until the next morning, there'll be no more food prasadam. So just as she did that, the Vasa Rishi, and everybody heard of the Vasa Rishi? The Vasa Rishi is one expansion of Mahadeva. He's always nourishing the pastimes of Krishna, and he's performs very difficult to understand activities to glorify the Vaishnavas. So he came there with 10,000 of his associates. And he said, "You must feed us all, we are Brahmins. We have come to your house. If you don't feed us, this is against Dharma, and we'll curse you." He became very afraid. One of us became very afraid because the Vasa Rishi, very powerful Rishi. So the Vasa said, "We'll go take bath in the Yamuna, and when we come back, we will take prasadam." So they all went to the Yamuna to take prasadam. And the Pandavas are thinking, what to do, Draupadi has already given the bath, we cannot give anything now. So Draupadi, she performed kirtan and smaran of Sri Krishna. This is the process of bhakti, actually. The first three limbs of bhakti, shravan, kirtan, and smaran, means hearing, chanting, and remembering the Lord. In Hatha Yoga, many of you may know there's so much stretching and bending and breathing exercises, but the practices of bhakti yoga, these are hearing, chanting, and remembering. So she said, "Hey Govinda, Rahasam." She said, "Hey Govinda, please save us. We are in a terrible dilemma. We cannot feed these Brahmins and Rishis who have come to our home. Please save us." So immediately, Sri Krishna appeared there and he said, "What is the problem? What is the matter?" So Draupadi Devi explained, "We cannot feed these Rishis." So Krishna said, "Okay, I will save you. But first of all, you must give me something to eat. Does it happen to give you something to eat? We have just explained that there's no food because the pot is not clean and upside down. Krishna said there must be something there in the pot. Something. So even though it was impossible because Draupadi had cleaned the pot, it turned out the pot of my Sri Krishna's Agatana Agatana potency, there was some little sag, little spinach stuck to the side of the pot. So they gave this to Sri Krishna, and Krishna ate this spinach, and then he drank some water, and he said, Triptos me. I am completely satisfied. And it says in Jasmin Yashmin Tuspi, Yashmin Pushti Jagat Krishna, means when the Lord is satisfied, then automatically everybody is satisfied. Just as if you water the root of a tree, as Ajitananda Prabhu was saying last night, if you water the root of a tree, then all the branches, leaves, flowers, everything is automatically nourished. So in the same way, by offering our devotional service to Sri Krishna, then everything is, we love ourselves, we love everybody else, we love the planet, we love the universe, we love everything. So Krishna became completely satisfied, and Vibhasa Rishi and his 10,000 associates, they were in the Yamuna, and all of a sudden they felt extremely full. Belly was popping, and so many were gurgling, and oh my goodness. So Krishna said, okay, now you send a beam. Vishwa.
Beam.
So you send a beam now and call them to come from Prasad. So beam, everybody knows beam, very big, very good fighter. And very scary. And he went there with his club to the Yamuna and he shouted, Mahaprasad, everybody should take Prasad, come. So the rishis became very afraid because they thought, oh, we cannot eat anything else. And they all ran away. So in this way we can see that by offering our love and devotion to Sri Krishna, not only Krishna becomes satisfied, but also the individual Atma becomes satisfied. So our main process, Srila Gaurav asked me actually to speak about what is the easy process for self-realization in Kali Yuga. So the main process is explained Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalam Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Anandi. Means that in Kali Yuga there is no other way than chanting the names of the Lord, which are within themselves very powerful and not of this world. So we encourage you to please begin or continue this process of kirtan, chanting the names of Krishna, and also hearing from sadhus. So I think I've spoken enough now. You can hear from my Guru Maharaj.
We all want to hear from Srila Gurudev's lotuses how we can be happy in this world. So we heard just now from Shripad Madhupada Prabhu that in this world we cannot be happy. In this world we can only become somehow or other infected with skin disease. He explained the story of the princess who lost her necklace. But this is our situation. We are looking for happiness everywhere in this world. And although we are finding something, still we are itching and itching our skin to find more and more. But in the meantime, disease increases. Only when we are fortunate enough, God has arranged that we can obtain the association of Sat Guru, Vaishnavas, who are the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They bring that message and remind us, wake up, please, Jeev Jago. Please, my dear brothers and sisters, wake up. You are not this body. You are eternal child of your most beloved Father. And He has sent me to give you the message how to become free from all your suffering and be happy forever. And this process, how to be happy forever, is very easy. Simply engage in chanting the holy names of the Lord. Those names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Very easy. If we chant the names of the Lord, automatically, these names are not different from the Supreme Personality of God Himself. And they will manifest within our heart. And you will become free from all impediments and will become happy forever. There are many, many examples in history of those who obtain perfection. Even somehow or other, they were chanting, Madhuram, Madhuram, Etam, Mangalam, Mangalam, Sakadadipa, Parisat, Param, Sintvarupam, Sakritapi, Parigitam, Shrapina, Hilayapa, Ripuvara, Naramatam, Tariyat, Krishna Dhamma. Even they would chant the names in, without faith, or in disgust even, still name is so merciful to grant the living entity liberation. This is the most powerful method to obtain that happiness which we are searching for. When did we start our search? Unlimited births ago, in this material universe, there are 8,400,000 different species. Animals, aquatics, plants, reptiles, demigods, and human species. In total, 8,400,000. And we have traveled since time immemorial throughout so many species, experiencing the same four obstacles which keeps us in the prison of material existence. In prison there are four walls, and we cannot get out of that prison unless somebody opens the door and allows us, invites us to come and live in the world where everybody is carefree, where there is no envy, no greed, no lust, no selfish quarrels. So these four sides of the prison, birth, death, old age and disease, they are accompanying us in all the different species. But if somehow or other we have obtained birth in human form, then very easily we can come out time a blind person. He entered a big stadium. The stadium was in a circle form. He entered the stadium and he was searching for his way out. So the stadium was completely covered. There was only one door. Very vast, very big stadium. So he was searching, holding his hands against the wall, going all around the stadium. It took him a very long time. And finally he came to the door, the exit. Just at that moment that he arrived at the exit, some itching came in his back and he started to scratch his back. And in the meantime, he walked just past the exit. And again, he started to look for the exit. So, what is the meaning? The meaning is that we are all blind. Blind means we do not know who we are. We do not know how to really look after ourselves. What we are doing, we are looking after the external covering of our real self. Just like a person who has a beautiful bird. In Hindu Mauritius, many birds are there. Yellow ones, orange, red, so many beautiful birds. So you keep the bird in a cage and you want to make the bird happy. So we are thinking, okay, the owner is thinking, I will make that bird very happy. Tomorrow, I will clean the cage and that bird must feel very happy. Cleaning the cage. Not only that, I will give it a beautiful coloring. Yeah. I will put some fancy decoration on the cage. That bird must be very happy. He is so much absorbed, the owner of the bird, in decorating the cage. And even one day he thinks, oh, the bird is not, doesn't look very happy, doesn't make much noise. Today, I will buy a golden cage for the bird. So he goes on and he purchases a beautiful golden cage and he places his bird right there in the cage. And still he sees the bird becoming very, very unhappy, weak, and finally drops dead. But what is the moral? We are busy day and night trying to decorate this body, doing everything to make it look beautiful. Stay young forever, stay healthy forever, try to avoid that which is unavoidable. But in the meantime, we are neglecting our real self. We are trying to look after the body, but we are not feeling the needs of our real self, who we really are. How can we know what food, what nourishment to give? We are actually in a hopeless situation. Why? Because it is not possible to give proper nourishment until and unless we come in the proper association where that nourishment is provided. And this is in the presence of Sadguru, Sat Vaishnavas, who constantly speak about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who himself comes in this world to give his association and to wake all of us up and make us happy and successful in our eternal search for that happiness, and frees us from this prison of the engagement of the material body, and brings us in that atmosphere where we can have loving relationships with all living entities. Now that invitation is given in the association of Sadguru. Sadguru is that personality who is completely free and transcendental. He is not of this world. His only concern is how to bring spiritual nourishment, how to remind us to be interested in our real needs. And very simple, as we have heard, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Achanam, Madaram, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanam, Vedaram. There are very easy processes, nine processes. But if we cannot do that, this age, how difficult it is to concentrate our mind, simply chant day and night, the beautiful names, the glorious names, who are full of nectar of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These names are so powerful that they will very quickly make us happy forever and bring us liberation from the endless cycles of birth and death. One small history I want to share with you. One time, our Guru Maharaj, his spiritual master, he was traveling, preaching, and he met some persons and they said, "Oh, Maharaji, you are so much detached from this world. You've given up everything. How can we do that?" Then Srila Bhakti Pratyaka Yashwant Maharaj,
you can correct me if I'm wrong, but
he answered that actually you are more detached than us. Yeah. And they were shocked. How is that possible? We have everything, money, wealth, children, horses, lands, houses, opulent food. And you've given up all these things, simply traveling like a mendicant everywhere, no family, no happiness, nothing. Then Srila Bhakti Pratyaka Yashwant said, no, we are not detached at all. You are detached. You have given up your eternal wealth, your relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you are attached to so many things in this world which you have collected, thinking this is your real wealth, but actually you have become completely detached from your actual greatest wealth. Your eternal, rightful inheritance is the loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. And then we share all the opulences, especially the sweet, loving moods, which exist in the eternal, aprakat, unmanifested, spiritual abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, with this little anecdote, I will finish my speech and ask your forgiveness if I said anything wrong. If anything good, it is only due to God's mercy of my spiritual master and senior Vaishnavas. Once you have come to the
विभिन्न अंश है भगवान को गुरु करके इस जगत में आना पड़ेगा। राजे ऋतु जी हैं, अधिक समय तक इस जगत में नहीं रहना है, इसलिए इस संसार को संवारने में ही, अच्छा बनाने में ही सारा जीवन नष्ट मत करो। जैसे तैसे जीवन को निर्वाह करते हुए मेन उद्देश्य भगवान का भजन करो। भगवान का भजन करना बहुत मुश्किल नहीं है। पिताजी को प्रसन्न करना है, पिताजी की गोदी में बैठ गए, बस पिताजी पिताजी पिताजी, इतने में खुश हो। उसी प्रकार से भगवान को, राम को, कृष्ण को, नृसिंह देव इत्यादि को, जो सहज सरल रूप में उनका नाम लेकर के पुकारते हैं, वो भक्तों के पास आ जाते हैं। और फिर भक्तों कहाँ कहाँ समागम हुआ, वहाँ तक बहुत शीघ्र ही भव सागर से हम पार हो सकते। भगवान का नाम, भगवान की कथा श्रद्धा से सुनो अथवा अश्रद्धा से सुनो। श्रद्धा रहे तो बहुत अच्छा है, श्रद्धा नहीं है तो भी सुनो, उसका फल होगा, उसका फल होगा साधुओं का समागम। और फिर उस पौत्साजी भगवान का भजन करके चले जाएंगे। तो भगवान की कथा हो रही हो, कोई श्रद्धा से सुने अथवा श्रद्धा से, उसी संसार से तब मुक्ति जरूर हो जाए। ये बुढ़ापा जन्म मरण का दुख नहीं रहेगा। इसलिए आप लोग यहाँ पर आ रहे हैं, मैं समझता हूँ कि कुछ लोग समझ रहे हैं या नहीं, ये नहीं समझ। हम जो हरि कथा कह रहे हैं उनको आप लोग कितने आदमी समझ रहे हैं, कोई आदमी नहीं समझते तो भाई और कथा, इसलिए तुम भी नहीं समझती तो हाथ क्यों कर रहे
हैं? समझती रेज योर हैंड्स हु कैन
जो हमारी कथा समझता है, तो इतने आदमी समझते हैं, बहुत अच्छा। अब हम राम की कथा बतला रहे हैं। दंडकारण्य में गए सीता जी और लक्ष्मण के साथ, जंगल में वन में रावण के दूत बहुत अत्याचार कर रहे थे लोगों को, जो भजन करने के लिए जाते उनको मार करके खा जाते, उनकी हड्डी लगी हुई। उन सब आश्रमों के साधु संत लोग आए और राम से कहा, हम लोग भजन कर नहीं पाते, असुरों का दल विघ्न डालता है, टट्टी पेशाब पैखाना कर देता है, हम लोग कुछ कर नहीं सकते, आप कुछ उपाय की। तो रामचंद्र जी ने हाथ उठा करके प्रतिज्ञा की, मैं पृथ्वी को राक्षसों से, दैत्य दानवों से हीन कर दूंगा, रहित कर दूंगा, किसी को रखूंगा नहीं, बात जितने हैं सबको बात करके धर्म की प्रतिष्ठा करेंगे और आप लोग जैसे भजन कर सके इसकी व्यवस्था करेंगे। उस जंगल में दंडकारण्य में पास ही में रावण की एक चौकी थी छावनी, उसमें खरदूषण मालिक थे। खर और भूषण, खर माने गधा, गधा जैसी जिसकी बुद्धि होती है वो कर, और दूषण सारे दोष उसमें पड़े रहते, भगवान का भजन नहीं कर पाते। वह लोग ऋषियों को मार डालते थे, बस रामचंद्र जी धनुष बाण लेकर के और खर और दूषण दोनों को मारा। इसका बड़ा भाई रावण था, उसकी बहन का नाम सूर्पनखा था। सूप फटकारने का, सूप जैसा सुपर्ण जैसा क्या था, तो वो दोनों भाई मारे गए खर और दूसरा उसके। तो रामचंद्र जी को के पास में आई
रावण जी के पास
और राम का रूप देख करके आसक्त हो गई। उसने बहुत सुंदर मनुष्य दिया, एक स्त्री का रूप बनाया बहुत सुंदर और राम के पास में आई और बोली, मैं आपसे विवाह करना चाहता हूँ, मैं दानवों की बहन हूँ, परम सुंदरी हूँ, बहुत विद्या जानती हूँ, ये साधारण ये कुरूपा स्त्री सीता तुम्हारे योग्य नहीं है, मैं तुम्हारे योग्य। उन्होंने कहा जे हमने तो विवाह कर लिया है, उसके पास में जाओ, छोटा भाई लक्ष्मण जी के पास में। लक्ष्मण जी ने कहा जे देखो मैं तो राम का दास हूँ, यदि दासी बननी चाहती हो तो तुम हमारे साथ में शादी हो, तुम जाओ बड़े भैया के पास। इसी तरह से घूमने से वो क्रोधित हो गई और सीता को मार डालने के लिए चली। राम ने लक्ष्मण को इशारा किया, उन्हें उसका नाक और कान दोनों काट के कर इसके बाद में रोती रोती वो रावण के पास में गई। भैया भैया ने पूछा कि क्यों रो रही हो, तो हमारे नाक और कान को काट दिया। क्यों, किसने, वन में एक राम नाम का आदमी आया है राजकुमार, उसकी पत्नी बड़ी सुंदरी है, उसी को तुमको हरण करने के लिए गई थी, जो उसको ले करके तुम्हारे पास में दे दूंगी, तुम उससे शादी कर लो, कि तुम हमारी नाक कान काट, और तुमको धिक्कार है तुम्हारे जैसे भाई रहते हुए हमारी ये दुर्दशा, बदला लेना। राम सोचे अच्छा हमारी बहन का नाक कान काटा है तो ठीक है, मैं उसी सिर को हरण कर लूँ। मारीची नामक एक असुर के पास में गया जो वेश बदलना जानता। उन्होंने देखो तुम एक सुंदर हिरण का, सोने का हिरण बन जाओ और दूर चला जाना, तब मैं जब कि हम तुम्हें मारेंगे तो हार राम को कार और लक्ष्मण जी जाएंगे वहां, मैं सीता को चुरा लूं। जब रावण के आदेश से मारी सोने का हिरण बन करके राम के कुटी के पास में घूमने लगा, सीता जी ने कहा जी ये बड़ा सुंदर ये है हिरण है, इसको पकड़ करके ले आओ, और पकड़ कर नहीं मिलता है तो इसे मार करके ले आओ, उसका आसन में महारानी कैकेयी को मैं दूंगा। ठीक है राम ने कहा जी ठीक है, मारीच के पीछे पीछे सोने के हिरण के पीछे पीछे दौड़े और दूर जाकर के जब राम ने मारा बाण तो हा लक्ष्मण आज लक्ष्मण पुकारा। सीता जी ने जबरदस्ती भेज दिया जाओ, राम पर संकट पड़ी है, कहे संकट नहीं आ सकती तो तुम चाहता है कि राम मारे जाए, मैं तुम्हें विवाह करके रखूं, ये नहीं हो सकता जीवन में। जब ऐसी गालियां दी तो लक्ष्मण जी गए जिधर से आवाज आ रही थी और इतने रावण आया, भिक्षां दे भिक्षां दे, सीता जी के पास में वो जाना चाहता था, लक्ष्मण जी ने एक गोलाकार चिन्ह खींच दिया। जब उसके पास जाता उसमें से चिलगारी निकल भीतर में नहीं गया। तब सीता जी भीतर से भिक्षा लेकर के दे रही थी, उसने कहा कि मैं भीतर का भिक्षा नहीं लेता और नहीं तो तुमको अभिशाप दे दूंगा, तुम्हारा पति मर जाएगा। सीता जी उसकी बातों में आ गई और बाहर में आकर के देना चाह पकड़ करके हाथ और विमान पर बैठा कर और उसे रावण ले गया। इधर राम रोते रोते लक्ष्मण के साथ में खोजते खोते खोजते किसी प्रकार से इस किंधा में पहुंचे। वहां पर पर्वत के ऊपर में ऋष्यमुख पर्वत, उस पर रहते थे
सुग्रीव
जी, हनुमान जी,
जामवंत
और सब उनके बड़े बड़े मंत्री रहते थे वहाँ। बाली के डर से राम वहाँ पर पहुँचे, दोनों से मित्रता हुई और फिर राम ने बाली को मार करके उसका राज्य दे दिया। और फिर सुग्रीव ने कहा कि मैं सीता का मैं खोज लगा करके आकाश पाताल में जहाँ भी होंगी हम जरूर खोज लेंगे। अंत में पता लगा कि ये गई हैं, रावण उसको हर ले गया, किंतु समुद्र को कौन पार करे। हनुमान जी किसी प्रकार से समुद्र को पार करके चले गए और सीता जी को अशोक बालिका में मिली। उन्होंने सीता जी को कहा कि हमारे पीठ पर बैठ जाओ, चलो तुमको राम के पास। नहीं, मैं नहीं जाऊंगी, तुम राम को यहीं पर बुला लाओ और वंश के साथ में रावण को मारे और तब फिर मैं चलूं, मैं दूसरों का स्पर्श नहीं करूं। यह सुन करके हनुमान जी लंका को जला करके और इस बार में आ करके सीता जी की दी हुई क्या
चूड़ामणि
राम को दीजिए, मैं पता लगाया। अब लंका पर चढ़ाई हुई, लंका में विजय हुई रावण सब वंश के साथ। विभीषण गए लाने के लिए सीता जी को राम के पास में। विभीषण को राम ने कहा नहीं, वो पैदा लाएंगी सभी ये बंदर भालू जिनके लिए प्राण दिया था, वो इनको निकट से देखना चाहते हैं, इसलिए पैदल ही सीता जी को बुलवाया। पर जब निकट में आई तो बोले जे देखो सीते, मैंने तुम्हारे लिए मैंने ये रावण से युद्ध नहीं किया और इस लंका में नहीं आया, मैं अपने वंश की प्रतिष्ठा को बचाने के लिए यहाँ पर आया, इसलिए रावण को अब मार दिया। तुम वहाँ पर 6 महीने थी, तुम्हारा सतीत्व ठीक है या नहीं मैं विश्वास नहीं करता, तुमको नहीं रखूंगा, तुम्हारी जहाँ इच्छा हो चली जाओ। ये सुनकर सीता जी ने लक्ष्मण से कहा हमारी चिता सजा दो, और चिता सजा दी और फिर सीता जी ने अग्नि में चिता में जब ही प्रवेश किया उसमें से एक पुरुष निकला और उसको निकालते हुए कहा सीता जी परम पवित्र हैं, राम तुम इनको ग्रहण करो। ये कह करके वहां तक ध्यान हो गया। फिर राम ने सीता को लेकर के लक्ष्मण को लेकर के बंदर खालुओं की सेना लेकर के अयोध्या। इसके बाद में कहानी बहुत लंबी है, आज यहीं पर मैं विश्राम करता हूँ, आप लोग भी यहीं पर विश्राम करो। किस प्रकार से उनका लौकुश का जन्म हुआ, उन्होंने वाल्मीकि जी से सारी विद्याएं पढ़ी, वेद उपनिषद सब, और वाल्मीकि जी ने रामचरित्र लिखा था उसको उन्होंने पढ़ाया, अब तक पढ़ाया था, अब तक का पाठ जो सीता जी को राम ने वनवास दे दिया है, राम को के दरबार में ने सुनाने के लिए वाल्मीकि रामायण है। कौशल्या ने कहा ये तो राम के जैसा है, यदि इसको पुत्र हुआ होता तो ऐसा ही, सभी प्रजाएं कहने लगी, सभी लोग कहने लगी। उसने इतना सुंदर मार्मिक रामायण गाया वाल्मीकि रामायण का अंश लेकर कि सभा मुग्ध हो गई। लक्ष्मण जी ने कहा, राम ने कहा लक्ष्मण जी से, जाओ पूछो जे किसका बेटा है, इसका नाम क्या है, पिता कौन है, माता कौन है, और इसको सोने की थाल में इसको असाथी रुपए पैसे सब इसको दे दो। लक्ष्मण जी गए, महाराज रामचंद्र जी बड़े प्रसन्न हैं तुमसे, ये सोने के थाल में ये असाथी मोती जवाहरात हैं, ये तुम इसको दो। नहीं, हम साधु संत लोगों की कुटिया में रह, वाल्मीकि जी के यहाँ रहते हैं, हमें ये सब की जरूरत नहीं, ये आपके राजकोष में जमा रहे। और जो माता पिता की बात पूछी, हम तो ब्रह्मचारी हैं, आप विद्वान होकर के ब्रह्मचारी का गुरु का नाम पूछना चाहिए, आप न पूछ करके माता पिता का ये करते हैं, ये अन्याय है। तत्पश्चात समझ गए कि ये मेरा ही बेटा है, उन्होंने सोचा जी सीता कहीं ना कहीं वाल्मीकि जी के आश्रम में है, सीता जी को बुलाया। वाल्मीकि जी ने कहा कि मैं प्रतिज्ञा करके कहता हूँ कि ये दोनों बालक राम के पुत्र हैं, मैं यदि कभी जीवन में झूठ नहीं बोला हूँ, परम सत्य बोलता हूँ, तो मैं राम को हमारी बात पर विश्वास। सीता जी को राम ने बुलाया और कहा, वाल्मीकि जी के कहने से मैं समझ गया वो भूत भविष्यत वर्तमान को जानने वाले, तुम फिर भी प्रमाण दो कि तुम परम पवित्र हो। सीता जी ने कहा कि अभी प्रमाण की जरूरत है, तो मैं प्रमाण दे। उन्होंने कहा कि धरित्री मैया, हे पृथ्वी मैया, आप मेरी मैया है, तुम फट जाओ अपनी गोदी में मुझे ले लो। यदि सचमुच में राम ही हमारे पति हैं, मेरा मन कभी भी दूसरे के पास में नहीं गया, तो तुम जल्दी से फट जाओ, उसमें मैं समा जाऊँ। तीन बार कहा, तीन बार में ही पृथ्वी फट गई, सोने का सिंहासन निकला, पृथ्वी सीता जी को अपनी गोदी में बैठा लिया और पृथ्वी जो रामचंद्र हाहाकार कर उठे, सारी सभा रोने लगी। उस समय में राम धनुष बाण लेकर के बोले जे पृथ्वी, तुम मेरी पत्नी सीता को दे दो, ना तुम्हें फाड़ करके रसातल में पहुंचा दूं। वाल्मीकि जी ने कहा जे बस हो गया, सीता जी तुमसे अब बोलो अपने अयोध्या धाम में जाना चाहती थी, इसलिए तुम भी तैयार हो जाओ, वाल्मीकि जी ने कहा, और अपने बेटों को, आठ बेटे हैं तुम चार भाई, उनका राज्य का विभाजन कर दो और तुम अयोध्यापुरी के लोगों के साथ में साकेत में चला जाओ। इति रामायण, यही तक रामायण है, सुनो चाहे न सुनो, कान में जाने से ये किया। आदमी बहुत कम है, हमारी सभाओं में 10,000-15,000 आदमी आते हैं, यहाँ तो मात्र 50-60 आदमी हैं। मैं इसी से प्रसन्न, दो चार श्रोता तो मुझे अंत तक भी आप लोग का कल्याण हो और भगवत भक्ति हो, हरिनाम करें, मांस मछली प्याज लहसुन मत खाएं और सब दूर से हरिनाम लेकर के करें, साजी में भव सागर पार।